It's Casey Drive right here with me, Brett. We recently caught up with Tyler Langer. Tyler Langer is a Paul Boyke and a Paul cyclist, and he's touring the world at the moment. It's still Youth Month, so we wanted to know from him, what's his message? First of all, you know, where he's currently now in life, what are some of the things that he's very proud of, and his message to youngsters who would like to pursue a career and a dream in his footsteps, who would like to also go and travel the world, like to cycle, run and go for their dreams. Tyler Langer sent us an amazing voice note, which I can't wait to share with you guys now. It's a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. After that, we'll get into Suzette's Kunstenaar van die dag. But let's hear from Tyler quickly.
Hey Brad, hope you're well. Tyler Langer here. I'm from Paul, South Africa, but currently in Girona, Spain. I've been in Spain now for just under 3 weeks. I had a training camp of 2 weeks. Before that, I was actually at Tour of Mauritius alongside my trade team, ASAP Cycling Team. That's what I do. I'm a professional cyclist. It was a dream of mine from very, very young. Slowly making it happen. Obviously, I'd love to make it abroad, and I think that's quite a big goal of mine over the next year or two to try and make it internationally. That's my really big dream, and so I'd love to do that. I think some highlights of my career, which I'm super proud of, is obviously third at national champs this year. And then I think my biggest one is kind of put me on the map locally, was Cape Town Cycle Tour, having won the race last year and actually broke the all-time record of time. It was very special. I think to pull it off at 21 years of age was obviously, like I said, special. It was a dream of mine. Knew it was possible, but yeah, just played out perfectly for me last year. And even this year, I was sixth overall, so tried to defend it. But yeah, it was a good defense, I guess, of the title. I just couldn't quite manage to pull it off again, but hopefully I can in the future. Currently in Spain, but currently also a bit of off time of the bike. I've got a week off now, and then the next part of my season starts. Next big race for me would be Amashova down in Durban, and that'll be towards the end of July. So that will be my sort of second part of the season gets going with that, and then we'll end off roughly in November. Pretty long years for South Africans, because we often race locally in summer and then come to Europe for summer and go back for the end of the year. So it's quite a dragged out season, but can't complain. I think one of the beautiful things of the sport that I do is the people you meet and the places you can go see. It really is amazing. You might have to live out of a suitcase, but it's incredible just to see the world. I mean, last year I managed to spend 2 months in China. It was really amazing just racing my bike and doing what I love. I think it's a very special career. It's obviously hard and difficult, but very special. Encouragement from my end, I think just follow your passion and your love. I think work becomes a lot easier. Obviously, cycling can still be work. It's not always fun every day, but it is something I love to do. So it also makes that job a little bit easier. Just follow your passion. It really does help. It's important for the youth of nowadays just to do what they really enjoy. I think it's very tricky in a pressured world where you've got to make it very young. And that can also, it's big pressure for youngsters nowadays. But I think just follow what you love and what you have a passion for, and great things should follow from there.
And great things have certainly followed him, and he's continuing very strong in his pursuit for greatness and excellence, and paving the way for other youngsters as well and the community. That's the thing that's always on Tyler's mind. Tyler Langer, right here from Paul, currently just doing his thing overseas and trying to do the best that he can in the moment that he finds himself. That's your amazing youth story for the afternoon from our amazing youngsters from different backgrounds. It's Casey Driving. It's right here with me, Brad. Thank you, Tyler. Safe travels.